Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, often, as I do since I was trained as an historian, I like to go back and read about various aspects of the history of our church. And as I read, I'm always struck by the fact that from time to time, especially in those moments when the church is facing great challenges, the Lord has raised up individuals who assist in that challenge and that facing the new problems that we may have to solve, and to also give us a deeper insight into the nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our relationship with the Lord, and how and for a fact the Lord lives through His Spirit within our church. And because today we celebrate the feast of St. Dominic, my thoughts go back to the challenge that faced the church as St. Dominic began his priestly life and his particular ministry of preaching. During the 12th and beginning of the 13th century, there rose in, by and large, the southern parts of France, a significant heresy known as Albigensianism. Actually, this heresy is an ancient one. It was one that the church had faced at the very beginning of its existence in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries. And it is based upon a dualism. That is a belief that in our world there is this equal contest between good and evil. And in fact, this early heresy equated evil with material reality, with creation of matter. And they stressed a very difficult understanding of what creation was about. And in fact, they went so far as to believe that the created order was in fact a work of the evil one. And this contest between good and evil exalted the solely spiritual realm and the soul of man, who they believed had been captured by the matter of our body. So that in this dualism, in this hatred of the material reality, in this exaltation solely of what they consider to be the spiritual life, the Albigensians began to attack marriage and procreation, believing in fact that this was simply giving in to the heaviness and the evil of material reality. Many of their practitioners believed in extreme asceticism, even going so far as to starving themselves to death, to demonstrate that in fact they could win a victory over material reality and free their pure souls from the world about them. The Albigensians also divided the church into two classes. One they called the perfect, that is, those who were following exactly that war against material reality, who lived an extremely ascetical life, whose spirit seemed to ascend to the purer realms. And then there were the rest, those who simply believed, but because of various weakness, could not attain the heights of the perfect ones. And the church, from the very beginning, condemned that division, believing that all members of the church have that single vocation of holiness. Oh, there were various groups within the church, St. Paul talks about them being gifts of the Spirit that were given for the upbuilding of the church. But in fact, at heart, at foundation, is that universal call to holiness. Now, it was in the midst of this crisis of Albigensianism that St. Dominic began his ministry. And his gift, and it was a very powerful one, was a profound belief that one must preach the truth, for after all, as Jesus said, the truth will set us free. And this preaching of the truth was not simply a matter of intellectual curiosity that might engage us, say, in the classroom, but this was a truth that was necessary to our life and our well-being and to the promotion of the good and virtue. And therefore, St. Dominic dedicated himself and eventually the group of fellow followers who became the Dominican Order or the Order of Preachers first dedicated themselves to understanding the truth deeply. They believed that the first act of preaching the truth was to possess it oneself, to contemplate it, to understand its depth and its richness. And in this act of contemplation, there became then a vow of preaching that which was known by contemplation, by an understanding of the truth. And to this contemplation of the truth and the desire to preach was a desire to preach always for the good of others, to learn how to reach the minds and the hearts of those who would listen. There is a story that St. Dominic and a friend were traveling in southern France. They stopped off at a house which opened its hospitality to them, and St. Dominic discovered that the master of the house was himself an Albigensian. They spent the night talking about this. St. Dominic revealing the inner reality of the gospel, the sacred scriptures, and by the morning, St. Dominic had converted his host. But it is that combination of the knowledge of the truth of the gospel and a profound sensitivity to the way that people can receive it and hear it that marked the preaching of St. Dominic. To this desire to know the depths of the gospel, to preach the truth, to reach the hearts and minds of others, St. Dominic added a very important element. He believed that the most effective preacher is one who preaches with one's own life. How the preacher lives, how his own life seems to be animated by the words that he speaks. And therefore, St. Dominic insisted on two realities in his community. One was communal living, and the other was evangelical simplicity, which, of course, included a vow of poverty. And this was to give the impression to others that he and his brother friars were preaching because of their love of the truth and the love of the good of others, and not for any personal advantage. And this communal living was organized so as to give support to each other, to encourage each other in that pursuit of truth, to encourage each other in that common life, so that the whole of their community, as well as individual members, would radiate the power of the gospel. St. Dominic himself believed that dedicated to the act of preaching allowed him to understand that one converts another by the power of the truth, the persuasiveness of it, and not by coercion. That the gospel is given that our hearts might be moved, our minds deepened, and then our lives changed by the good that we hear and the beauty that we discern. In this fashion, St. Dominic continues in our church's life to be a powerful example of not only how to speak the gospel, that speak the truth of Jesus Christ, but also how to, in fact, live it. Live it in community, living it as a member of the body of the church. And this example of community life, although, of course, within the order, it is bound by particular rules and habits of life, it's still an example for us to remember that as Christians, as followers of Christ, we are a part of a body of believers, that we are members of a community, that we understand that as all members of the church, we are there to build each other up, to call us to a deeper reality. And it is a common dedication we have to live the reality of the gospel, to convert our lives according to the pattern of Christ, and through that, and no matter what vocation we have or manner of life in the world, to spread that word of Jesus Christ and to transform the world about us according to the pattern of our Lord. And we do this in mutual charity. And I think through the intercession of St. Dominic, we might all pray that we might be granted that grace to know the gospel, to grasp it deeply to our hearts, to live it authentically, and to invite others to be touched by the power of God's love through Jesus Christ, and to be saved, that is, to be called into that kingdom of light and peace that will last forever.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.